Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You got problems? We got answers. Kelly and Guy with today's DM Dilemma on KFrog.
Yeah, anytime you have a problem, send it over to us and we will get in front of the smartest people, everybody here out in the IE. We always get some great advice and I'm interested to see how this is going to play out, okay?
Yep.
We got a DM says, my best friend is getting married at the end of the year and she didn't ask me to be a bridesmaid. We've known each other since we were little. I am so hurt. I had a little too much to drink last weekend and I asked her why. She told me that if she added me, the wedding party would be uneven. I'm so upset, I don't think I even want to go to the wedding.
Ooh, dramatic. A part of me wants to say, grow up, this isn't about you, this is about your best friend, you'll make it about you, stop being a brat. But Kelly, I can't say that because this has actually happened to me, so I can relate to this person a little bit.
Oh, you didn't get asked to be in like a groomsman?
My best friend did not ask me to be in his wedding. I found out through other friends that were in the wedding that he hadn't asked me. I then dug a little further and I found out it's because his soon-to-be wife didn't like me. I was so hurt that I was going to boycott the wedding. I was so unfair. I thought I was going to be best man, let alone not get asked to be in anything. Luckily, he came to his senses and he did put me in the wedding in the end, so I did go. But I understand her hurt. If they are really best friends and she's just a bystander at the wedding, fair enough. Maybe don't miss the wedding, but I've experienced this.
And see, that's where I have, of course, the questions that I have. Are you truly best friends if you're not getting invited to be into the wedding?
We have to take it by a word because we actually don't know that.
Well, no, we don't know that, but that's what I'm wondering. Maybe it's more of one of those one-sided friendships where she considers them to be best friends and the woman, the bride, maybe is like, yeah, okay.
Well, if that's the case, why did you even message us? Because I've just stuck up for you and then you don't even know her that well. So I'm going to take her on face value and say they are best friends. The uneven excuse is ridiculous.
Well, here's what I'm going to say. As far as the wedding is concerned, the bride is going to pick who she wants to be in her wedding party. There were people that were upset that they weren't in my wedding party. And I kind of said, sorry, it's my day. I'm the bride. So I'm with you at what you first said. Suck it up. It's not about you. And if she is your best friend, even though you're not in the wedding, you're still going to want to be there for her special day.
Right. That's what.
So the fact that you're saying, I might not even go, that's where I kind of question the friendship here.
I think 95% of people are going to agree with you on this, but we will see. I'm just saying I've been through the same thing and it was not a nice feeling.
All right. So what do you think? What advice would you give? You can call or text us now. 888-431-3764.
Is there a case to be made just to have a courthouse wedding then go on a vacation to avoid all the wedding drama?
Yeah. Seriously, anybody who's been married, you understand the appeal of eloping after you have a giant wedding.
Yes, including myself. The DM dilemma today, Sydney, not her real name. She is upset because her best friend did not ask her to be a bridesmaid. She wants to boycott the wedding as a result. Her best friend's excuse was the numbers would be uneven, which is sort of lame excuse if true that she really is her best friend.
Yeah, she says, now I don't even want to go. I'm so hurt. I think you still have to go, but I think you also need to re-examine your friendship. You might think you're best friends, but maybe the bride doesn't think that you're best friends.
909 has an interesting perspective here. What does the friend look like? Could she be a bit chubby and won't look good in the dress?
Oh, that is horrible.
Is it horrible? It is horrible to
that
say.
That is horrible.
But wait. Do people actually think that? Do women think that? Do they think of the photos?
I didn't.
I've been horrible. Say what?
I said I didn't.
You didn't?
No.
I'm sure this is a real thing, though. As horrible as that is to say, as superficial as this is to say.
That's horrible. We're not even going to entertain that. Okay. Hopefully that's not the case. Good morning, Cave Frog. What do you think she should do?
I would go just to be a support.
Yeah, if you're friends, then just go and be supportive. And the 442 makes a good point here. We all know that if you're being a part of the wedding party, it can be expensive. Maybe the bride knew that money was tight and she didn't want to put her in that situation. Could be that. Or you could just take the silver lining of you're not going to spend a ton of money going to all the pre-wedding activities. The dress, the bachelorette party, the bridal shower. So maybe this is actually a good thing for you.
What you just said then is the silver lining. The amount of money you can save. Go get yourself a spa day with the money saved. Go get some therapy. Go on a vacation. Make yourself feel better about the whole situation.
Deneen from the 562 says, did you assume that you were going to be in the wedding just because of how long you've known the bride? Maybe as you've grown up, you've actually grown apart and you're not that close anymore. I think that's a great point. Just because you've known each other forever doesn't mean you're going to be a part of the wedding.
There definitely is some disconnect. Tell us what you think. 888-431-3764.
It's bridesmaid or bust. If I'm not a bridesmaid, I'm not going to your wedding. At least that's what Cindy's saying in today's DM dilemma. She sent us a message about her, quote, best friend's wedding coming up that she was not invited to be a part of the bridal party. And she said because of it, she doesn't even want to go to the wedding now.
I appreciate her messaging in with her honesty because a lot of people call her a brat, but she's like, no.
I would. Get over it. Just go enjoy the wedding. Samantha in Ontario, do you have some advice? What do you think Sydney should do?
I think that maybe she's better looking than the bride, and the bride doesn't want to be staged up.
I'm so curious about this. Is looks a factor? Does she think about this?
Yes, women think about that.
Okay, has our DM dilemma totally spiraled to this now? Did you see the text message that came in from the 909? I'm ashamed to admit, but I did not ask my friend who was overweight to be in my wedding. I feel horrible about it to this day.
See, it is a thing. I knew it. I want to personally thank the 909 here for being honest. We appreciate you.
Wow, I was only thinking about who I was going to party with, not what they were going to look like. Thanks for the call, Samantha.
Have a great day. I love you guys.
Like you.
Love
Bye.
You.
Good morning, K-Frog. Who's this and where you call from?
Todd from Riverside.
Hey, Todd. What do you think about the DM dilemma?
I think she shouldn't be too worried about it. Just get in on the second marriage.
Oh. Second
so this one's ultimately a practice marriage, right?
Yeah.
Todd, are you of that mindset that weddings are like pancakes? You throw away the first one?
I wasn't until I actually had to do the first one, so kind of a double-edged sword.
So wrong. It's interesting, Kelly, you're not like this, but brides, I've seen them, the nicest people ever, turn into bridezilla.
You didn't know me when I was a bride.
But become completely superficial. So all this look stuff might be a real thing. The 951, though, says if the bride really thought that they were best friends, she truly wouldn't care if the numbers were odd or even or what she looked like. Maybe this girl just needs to rethink her friendship.
That's a good point. And I guess Sydney did hit up the bride and said, hey, why am I not a part of it? And that was her excuse, was that it would throw off the numbers in the wedding party. My wedding wasn't even.
That's the lamest excuse ever.
Yeah.
You're not letting your friend in the wedding because the numbers would be on. What? No, there's something going on that we're clearly missing.
There is definitely an underlying reason. And the 951 says maybe it's because she's the wild party girl and the husband doesn't want her to be in the wedding.
Well, that's what happened to me. It was the other way. My best friend didn't put me in the wedding because his soon-to-be wife didn't want me in the wedding. I nearly boycotted.
Okay, so you're thinking she shouldn't go?
Yeah. If they really are best friends, I know this is an unpopular opinion, don't go. Make a statement.
Here is what I say about this. If you're really upset about not being a bridesmaid, it's probably a good thing. Most people don't talk to their bridesmaids after the wedding anyway, so maybe your friendship will last. You'll get that best friend crown back in a couple years.
Look at you being cynical.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.